Hello, everybody. I'm going to be talking to Shai Danon in Israel. And it's quite a story in Israel because, of course, we've got the lockdowns and we've got the fascism all around the world. And, you know, when you use the word fascism in Israel in the same sentence, it takes you to Nazi Germany immediately in your mind. But there's a lot of people in Israel. We're going to talk about that. But we're starting to think that what's starting to happen in their country looks very much like the run-up to what happened in Nazi Germany, because we are looking at a situation in Israel which is really extreme, and it's extreme in Britain, but I keep getting these stories and friends of mine in Israel just telling me how bad it is. So Shai Danon is a freedom activist. He's been communicating the truth about what's been going on for 20 years, and he's well known in the old alternative community, communication community, for the great work he does in Israel. So, Shai, what the hell is going on in Israel, mate?
Well, it is starting to feel like hell. That's most definitely, you know. At the beginning of this fake corona story, I said more or less another Holocaust has started. They are going for Jews or the people of Israel and the children. What we see now, I mean, just an example, today, one of the main promoters, a doctor, whatever her name, Galia Rahav, she's almost every day on the evening news. She said that Pfizer should experiment on the children of Israel. Quote, I'm not making it up. I cannot make these things up. And basically that's what has been happening now. More or less, I would say 3-4 million people have already taken at least one shot, if not two, of the Pfizer, it's not a vaccine, you know, it's a genetically modifying substance.
Yeah, and so it's about 9 million people in Israel, the last time I looked. So you're coming towards half the population having the vaccine, or the fake vaccine.
Yes, it seems like, look, this is what the mainstream media has been publishing. It doesn't mean it's true. The mainstream media has been publishing many things. The government has been putting out a lot of information that some of it is in order to scare the people. There's always like, it's a really psyop. It's a deep psyop what's going on here. And the people of Israel are confused. More or less half of them still hooked on TV and swallowing the lies that coming out of the mainstream media. The other half already feels that something is wrong. This is not the way forward. This is not the way how you treat the pandemic, if it's real. And the measures that have been taken here, plus the experiment, I mean, already admitted experiment that is being done here in Israel, admitted by the Pfizer CEO out loud, admitted after it was revealed on the social media, they had no choice. And also the Prime Minister of Israel admitted that there's an experiment going on in Israel, and everything is continuing like it's all right. And it's hard to feel like the 30s, and I would say even late 30s. Just the other day, they passed a law that information about unvaccinated people can go to the local authorities, the police, and probably other arms of the state. And if we look, if I see what's happening in Spain, and this is thanks to some lawyers that are doing great work, and they just file a complaint to The Hague with what's his name, the German lawyer, and also file something here in Israel to the High Court. Not that I really trust it, but still, it's the people trying to stand up and say no. According to them, in Spain, after they passed the law to share information, roughly 6 weeks after that, they passed a law for mandatory vaccinations to happen. This is in Spain. And the lawyers are saying that we have maybe a few weeks before this sort of mandatory law will be applied in Israel. And this is just behind the corner. This is not next year. And, you know, it's it's not the case. Now, I've been doing a lot of, because I have my own, not YouTube, because they've deleted four channels ahead, but I have my own platform now, and I'm doing some shows, and I've been interviewing some Israelis who live abroad. And I can tell you, and you can share also about England and UK, but basically, I know for a fact that two guys from Israel in Berlin yesterday said everything is fine here, there's no compulsory masks. One girl, Israeli girl in Nepal, she said, yes, yeah, some people wear masks, but it's, you know, probably it's because of pollution, not because of corona. I know that in Zanzibar, things are okay. I mean, there's no pandemic and there's no masks even. I'm not talking even about the vaccines or the shots. Again, it's not vaccines. And I'm not talking even about that. I'm just talking about masks and lockdowns and stuff like that. And so Zanzibar, Mexico, Florida, Berlin, and Bosnia. I know from one girl today, I spoke with her, and I'm supposed to interview her next week. So what I hear from many countries, and this is in live shows, you know, that I ask them, please take your phone and go out in the street. So I want to see, you know, I want to see the people. Do they wear masks? And are there any people in the street? You know, I want to see for my own eyes. And my audience, they're like, wow. You know, we need to share it to the rest of the people of Israel, because the media, the mainstream media in Israel, or I would say differently, most of the Israeli people, they listen to news in Hebrew. They listen to whatever items, mostly in Hebrew. Small percentage listen in English. And the media in Israel brainwash with Hebrew the masses. Now, if you don't leave the Hebrew side of information and go to the English, to maybe channels like what I have and some other truth seekers and, you know, freedom fighters, I don't know how to say it even. So we tell the truth. But you need to take half of the population, which already took at least one shot, maybe less than half. You know, I don't want to be too pessimistic and to take too much credit to the MSM. But basically, if I take 4 million people, I need to take them from TV and move them to alternative shows, because otherwise they stay in the pandemic. They totally scared of the pandemic. They won't, now because they took the shot, they want everyone else to take the shot so they can feel comfortable. Otherwise they have like cognitive dissonance. On top of that, municipalities, businesses, private businesses and public businesses have now trying to tell their workers and their clients that without a green passport, right, without admitting that you've taken the shot, you cannot enter. You cannot work here anymore. Now, this is illegal, but they are doing it. And the media is brainwashing everyone that this is the way forward. Businesses and municipalities are doing it, but it's totally illegal and people are falling for it. And I'm telling people, take a lawyer and sue the hell out of them. Sue the media, sue your business, sue the bank who doesn't let you in, you know, whatever business or organization that is doing this segregation. Seriously, David, it's like the Nuremberg laws, okay? Not the code, but the laws. And the other day, it was the beginning of this week, the city of Tel Aviv, you probably saw this picture. The city of Tel Aviv has put out on the beach by the seaside, like big lounge chairs. And it said for vaccinated people only. Now, a friend of mine took this picture. It was just unbelievable. He took this picture and he put next to it the Nuremberg laws, so in Hebrew, so people in Israel can read and see that this is exactly what happened in the 30s. Jews were not allowed on public benches, on playgrounds, in certain shops, in certain streets, etc. And now it's not the Jews, it's the vaccinated or clean ones, you know? And this is, it's really sad. I'm telling you, it's painful, it's sad, it's driving people mad, really. I mean, people are starting to lose it. And there is a group of us, which is by the thousands, maybe tens of thousands, probably, I would like to think hundreds of thousands, who are still keeping sanity. But even those who have woke up to the big, big cooperative lie that we are thrown into, they tell me themselves, if they put pressure on my line of work, if I cannot bring food home, if I cannot bring income home to pay for house, food, etc., I will take the shot. And the government just put like a survey, sort of, last week or a couple of weeks ago, that the softest spot for people in order for, to pressure them to take the shot is their income, is their livelihood, is their, you know, how they can make a living. So this is what has been going on now. And there's a big pressure, and this is even without the mandatory law. So it's really sad. There's lawyers trying to fight it. I know. Look, today it's. I wish I could show you. Maybe I send you these pictures afterwards. Today, a friend took a picture that one city, Kiryat Gat, has put out, like a big billboard. You see little girls dancing ballet, and like this, their hands are like this, right? Like dancing ballet, right? And few of them, not just one, all of them like this. And it says, you get vaccinated and you go back to after school activities. Okay, like this is for the parents, you know. And next to it, he put little German girls from the 30s who are doing this. And you see these two things, and this is in your face. There's so many things, David, that are in people's face. And if one don't want to see it, he can probably be really stubborn now not to see it. And it's really in your face. The Holocaust is coming back into Israel instead of Cyclone B. There is Pfizer A or whatever the name is, and people are falling for it. I've been saying for a long time, and you know, probably I think we spoke about it one of our shows together in the past, that basically the Holocaust did not start in 39, started in 33, more or less. I mean, there were 6 years of mass brainwash and segregation and these Nuremberg laws that came into play. And by the end of, let's say, 38, Jewish people, Jewish families were told, look, for your own good, for your own safety, okay, because it's not safe for you anymore. Obviously, they've created this, this environment. So we will take you to a new place. Like, it's like your own neighborhood. You will live there on your own. You can continue and do what you're doing now. No one will disturb you. But you cannot take too many things. Take some belongings and come, we'll take you with the trains. And you know, David, most people, most Jewish people, they really thought it was true. They really thought the Germans are going to look after them. They really thought they are going to a new place. And they took a shower, a real shower, not gas shower. They took a shower, they put on their, you know, the Saturday clothes, the Shabbat clothes. And they took two suitcases with their children, with the little belongings they could, and they went up the trains, and they never knew where they are heading. They never knew that they are heading to the death camps, to the labor camps, to the Cyclone B showers, and to the crematoriums. They never knew that. Yes, there were the Jews who tried to warn them, like me, like you, I mean, what's best example? And but the majority was still believe the system that or the state that is looking after them. And we need for people to wake up and see that this is not the truth. The truth, sorry. Israel, the land of Israel, the people of Israel, the tradition of Israel has been hijacked by this Zionist Sabbatean cult who are involved with really, really nasty things from many, many years ago, not started here. And the fact that there are some Jews or Jewish families in this cult does not mean that they are practicing Judaism anymore. Because the way I see it, once you move from the moral background, the moral foundation of the Ten Commandments, once you start to not to follow these footsteps of moral foundation, you move away from practicing, being a practicing Jew, let's say. And these families, these organizations have stepped away from it long, long time ago. And their business is exactly the opposite. And most people don't want to see it. And it's so sad. And there are doctors waking up and there are lawyers waking up. And I do... Look, now it's just unbelievable. I can tell you so many details. Now they passed a law that whoever is coming from abroad, he can choose either to go to a sort of a hotel, you know, this concentration camp hotel type thing, like they started to do in Germany as well recently, or to wear a digital bracelet, handcuffs.
Oh, God.
Digital handcuffs. They passed a law, and now they want to take it down to from the age of 14. So even teenagers who come, let's say family is going on holiday, coming back, now they have to wear digital handcuffs. And you know, soon they will have digital fencing. And for those who don't know, digital fencing is basically, it's the digital jail, prison. You cannot go, you cannot leave your area, a designated area. It can be your home, it can be your street. So basically we are heading there. This is where we're heading, using the, you know, this whole 5G, 6G system in order to control the people. And they are doing a lot of tests with the people, experiments with the people. Like, for example, they made it in such a way, and obviously they put out on the TV news show that in the airport, when people are coming from the airport, they really want these digital handcuffs. They show it as if people are shouting like, we want these handcuffs, we want these handcuffs. Like people coming from abroad. Why? Because they don't want to go, they want to go home. So the only way for them to go home, like they force them to wear a digital handcuffs, and they cannot, they don't want to go to a hotel. So they say, we want handcuffs, we want handcuffs. And this is what you see on TV, and people see it and they think this is again the way forward. It's, look, being an Israeli and doing what I'm doing for so many years, I feel like personally I've been let down by my own people, you know? It's unbelievable. In the last week or 10 days, I've been sending out messages to people, you know, like you and some others, real thinkers and truth seekers, to tell them that, yes, I know the Holocaust is planned for everyone, but it already started in Israel. Please help us. I don't know what or how you can help, but just to put this information out is so important.
Well, there's many things, Shai, coming from that. First of all, the experience that Israelis are now having is totally significant to the rest of the world, because what is happening there is planned for everywhere. So if you want to know what's coming, if we just sit on our backsides and let it happen, then look at what's going on in Israel. And you know, I shuddered when you talked about the seat on the beach and only vaccinated people. I mean, you know, it is Nazi Germany being repeated. And the interesting thing from my point of view, having researched this so long, you mentioned a key word, the Sabbateans. The Sabbateans, for people who have not come across it, is a death cult. And what they do is they pose as whatever religion or culture that they're seeking to take over. So the Saudi royal family are Sabbateans. The people that run Israel are Sabbateans. The people behind the Vatican are Sabbateans. And they pose as, you know, people supporting the culture when they hate the culture, they want to destroy it. And then they manipulate themselves into positions of power. And suddenly they've taken the place over. But most of the population think that what's ruling them are just different expressions of them, when actually it's a completely different cult. And what's again, you know, so relevant is that when you do the research, and this has come from a lot of Jewish sources, this Sabbatean cult was behind the Nazis. So the fact that this same cult is now treating Jewish people in the same way is perfectly explainable. And
yes,
what they want to do, what, in terms of all these different cultures and religions, but let's talk about Israel, they want to destroy Judaism. They want to destroy all the tenets and basics and foundations of Judaism. And from what I gather, Shai, Orthodox Jews are getting a real hard time from the government in Israel.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And just to say, they want to destroy, I'll say it even differently. A really good friend, and he is a well-known rabbi, and he's on our side for a long time. He just reminded me the other day something that I knew and I've been saying all along, but it's so true. And it's really important to remember. The Freemasons or this Sabbatean cult, what they really want to do is destroy the foundation of morality. And this, again, I mentioned before, it comes from the Ten Commandments. And this is what they're doing. So they want to destroy the people of Israel who follow the Torah, which is following the, I would say, the good God. And they are following like the bad guy, and they want to destroy that. I mean, sorry for being so simplistic about it. And the religious Jews...
Absolutely correct. I mean, that's exactly the theme, what they want to do.
And the religious Jews in Israel, I mean, if I take Jerusalem, Bnei Brak, Beit Shemesh, Tzfat, Tveria or Tiberias, Modi'in, let's say these are more, I mean, there's more, but these are more or less the largest cities with the largest population, religious Jewish population. They really come hard on them, much more than the non-religious Jewish Israelis, right? For example, you go to, for the extreme, I'll give an example. You go into an Arab village, there's a wedding there, hundreds of people together, no mask, no nothing. Now it started to change, but this is going on for a long time. You go into a Bnei Brak, you see full army. You see Israeli army there patrolling the streets. No one is allowed to open the business. You can only go and buy something to eat and go back. Like, this is really coming hard on them. A lot of police violence. But you go to Tel Aviv, you don't see it, or much, much less. Maybe people some give fines in Bnei Brak or Jerusalem or these places with religious Jewish people who practicing the good Jewish faith. They want to clamp it down. They want to come down on them as hard as possible. And they keep saying in the media that, and this is the classic, again, divide and conquer. They're saying on the media that the religious Jews, they have the highest percentage of contamination, you know, or they are more contagious. And by the way, they published this also about the Jewish community in Brooklyn and also the Jewish community in London. This was maybe 8 months ago, roughly, or 7 months ago. But on the communities in Israel, the religious communities in Israel never stopped. They just keep putting the pressure up. And you know what's funny, David? The other day, there was a video coming out of an Israeli man, not young, maybe in his 60s, going into a mall, and the guard, because obviously, see how clever it is. The Israelis are so used to have guards in the entrances of shops and malls and public places because of terror. So there's still these guards there, but now they are checking COVID-19, the green passport. No terror. There's no terror anymore. There's no wars anymore. There's no terror anymore. Now the enemy is the virus. And we have to get rid of this pandemic. And soon say something about Bibi, which I call Boo-Boo. But anyway, like, I don't know if you remember, but in the 80s, there was this production, Hollywood production, and it was like, sit, Boo-Boo, sit. Good dog. So today I did a live show about this, and I took this as an example because Bibi is like a small puppy, and he's getting, he's getting orders from his masters, basically. So in this video, you see this man going into the mall, and because he's vaccinated, you know what he's getting? A yellow sticker here. And I'm like, I wonder who thought about the color.
Well, yellow sticker, here. Given the yellow stars on Jewish people in Germany. I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like they go out of their skin to put it in our face so people will wake up. You know what I mean? It's like they asking from us, don't you see, please wake up. And still people don't want to see it. It drives me mad. It's in your face. And this guy who entered this mall, this man, is not young. He knows the Holocaust. He learned about the Holocaust. I mean, his parents probably were there or something like that. And he doesn't see anything strange or weird or out of the order by doing so. Look, Bibi or Bubu, at the beginning, he said, nah, Corona, it's bullshit. Like Trump, I don't know if you remember, just right at the beginning, nah, this Corona is nothing. It's the virus, the Chinese virus is nothing. And Bibi said the same, Bubu. And then he said, it's a pandemic in a biblical size, all right? And then he said, no worries, one shot and we're behind it, all right? Then he said, well, we need another dose, two shots. Now he said, last week on TV, he said, I ordered, so I don't know, I don't believe I'm saying it, all right? Bubu said, I've ordered 36 million doses. Now, what is, again, that's on maybe only my mind. It's like, I would say it's my guess, an assumption, but I bet you're going to agree with me. You know, from this substance that is being injected to people, there may be something that is called ADE, which is lowering down your immune system. Doesn't matter now what name we give it, but basically it may reduce the ability of your immune system to fight in the future. That's why you need to take another shot. Now, after the first shot, Bubu didn't say anything about that. After the second shot, still, he didn't say anything about the next shots. But one rabbi in Israel have come up with this ADE thing. Within a week, they managed to shut him up. So he cannot speak anymore. And he was talking exactly about what it says in Pfizer agreement or Pfizer, whatever, modifying genetic modifying substances there, saying in the prescription sort of that there's a in English, how it says, there's a meaningful danger. Sorry, I'm not wrong. I'm not right here with the words. There's a meaningful possibility that after getting the shot, there may be ADE. Now, this rabbi spoke about it and they made him to stop. After that, Bubu came out and said, I've ordered 36 million more shots. Does it mean maybe that everyone who took the shot till now is now a junkie of this shot? Because otherwise his immune system will go down, whether it's HIV type immune system problem or something else. I don't care about it because I will never take this sort of bullshit story and shot. But maybe whoever took this shot is now a junkie of Pfizer. It's almost unbelievable. Bubu said he's going to establish two factories, Moderna and Pfizer in Israel. And he said that we are going to fight this because we have still more viruses in the future. Hello, in your face again, I'm saying again and again, he's saying, but everyone is so under a spell and witchcraft and hypnotized that they don't see, they don't hear really what he's saying. He's saying there's more viruses to come. Do you know who else said that? Bill, whatever, lovely Gates. He said that we're going to have many in the future. We have, this is just the first one.
Yeah, and the cumulative nature of the vaccine is each one is adding to the genetic transformation of the human body. This is why they want not only more and more so-called COVID vaccines and other made-up crises they'll create in the future, but they want to take all the vaccines that people have up to this point and the kids have. They want to turn them into mRNA vaccines. So it's a deluge of genetic manipulation using synthetic material. So the excuses just keep going on. But
And they want to go for the kids now, for
yeah,
the
well,
children.
Yes, they
They're
do.
aiming for the children.
This is where it's going. And, you know,
yes.
You talk about experiments on kids, and what comes to mind? Mengele and the concentration
yes.
camps and stuff. But if the same cult that was behind the Nazis is running Israel, as it's running Saudi Arabia and so on, then it makes sense that they are using exactly the same techniques. So this green passport, what does that stop people who haven't been vaccinated from doing that?
At the moment, I mean, you know, it's all evolving basically, but at the moment, I don't really know the details because I'm not that involved, because I don't care. I just don't go there to these shops and these places. But basically, now hotels are starting to demand this passport. And by the way, it's not acceptable anywhere in the world. So again, the people of Israel have been lied to that they will get this passport and then they can fly. But let's say they come to the UK and they show, look, I took a green passport because I already took 4 shots. And the UK Home Office or whatever, the authorities at the airport, they say, sorry, it doesn't apply here, go back. You know, they've been fooled again. So basically, you cannot go, or you are demanded this green passport when you go to hotels, once they are open. They are, I think, in certain shops, like supermarkets. I think now they're going to start this in banks, but I'm not sure. Again, it's... I'm not sure about these details, okay? But I know they're trying to push it, really, really push it, so people cannot have work, cannot go buy food, and this is even before the police may come and knock on your door, you know, because you didn't take the shot and they want to pressure you to take it. So, yeah, in this sense, it's quite scary. And look, there are doctors who are fighting it. Sorry, hang on a second. Yes, the cat. There are doctors who are against it, but it's like everything is too slow. And we know the root cause of it. We know that the root cause is evil, is not a mistake, is not by chance, is not a coincidence. It's been planned for decades. I mean, for decades. Just, I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Alison McDowell, but she did amazing research to show how they want to change, how the Great Reset or whatever bullshit name they give, how basically it's to take the sort of capitalism now we're having into social impact capitalism or something like that, which is like the what's been going on in China, and they're heading there as well. And Estonia is a good example. And to attach us, everyone to blockchain, et cetera, et cetera. Companies in Israel, I showed some slides about it. I can send them to you. Companies in Israel have been involved in changing the economy of Israel. They call it Tikkun Olam, which is a Hebrew phrase from the Bible. They take it and flipped it. They're using a good phrase, Tikkun Olam, which means fixing the world, okay? And they're using this, and they're calling their plan of changing the economy Tikkun Olam, fixing the world. And banks, corporations, obviously government offices, municipalities, obviously Microsoft and Michael Bloomberg, and so many names are there, so many companies are involved in order to change Israel economy. And this is really in high pace now, okay, it's happening. And again, you need to plan something like this for many, many years, not for 1 year since the Wuhan virus, you know, and people don't know about it. So I'm trying to let them know that it's all a big plan to change the economy, to get rid of many people and to put everyone in cages and concentration camps, which is your home basically, and if you don't apply with the government rules, so we have another concentration camp for you, you know, or digital handcuffs or whatever Nazi thing they will come up with. I'll tell you something really, really interesting. It was in the 50s, the last time, well, maybe this was in the 60s, but the last time that there was a mandatory vaccine in Israel, I think it was the first and last time till now, was I think in the 60s, they had like something for the stomach. So the main doctor of Israel, maybe it was the health secretary, it doesn't matter, he approved with a court, obviously, to give everyone this vaccine. When you read the name of the doctor, his name was Chaim Sheba. Chaim Sheba was the doctor that was responsible for torturing Jewish children from Yemen and from Eastern Europe countries and from other African countries, all of them Jewish children who coming back from the diaspora, coming back to Israel in the 50s. They kidnapped them. Alex Jones showed it in one of his movies. And I have this, it's all documented, but listen. They kidnapped them. They told their families that they die in some sort of accident. They kidnapped them. They did experiments on them. They probably chopped out organs while they were alive. We're talking in the 50s in Israel, experiments run by eugenicists. Okay, Chaim Sheba was a eugenicist, and he continued the experiments in Nazi Germany here in Israel with some American machines to irradiate the children to see what it's doing to them. They checked their blood and their genetics, and they did a lot of experiments and research. Some of these children were sold to families abroad, maybe also in Israel. Now, the story about the kidnap of the children of Yemenite and the Balkan was hidden from the public for, I think, 70 years. I mean, it was top secret for 70 years. Just recently, they allowed to open the files. Never mind about that. I just wanted to tell about, I mean, there's more to say about it, sure. But I just want to show the similarities here. They've done these horrible things to children by a doctor, which is a eugenicist, continuing the Nazi agenda here in Israel without us knowing. I mean, I wasn't alive there, but without our parents, so naive they were. They thought they are coming to the promised land, and they came to a new ghetto, basically. Unfortunate, I hate to say it. I swear now, I hate to say it. This is the country where I grew up, and I see how everything I've learned in the last, you know, 12, 15 years is happening, is big time. So this doctor signed this order to mass vaccinate all the Israelis, and he's this eugenicist. Fast forward 70 odd years, you have a corona files, top secret, hidden from the public for 30 years. Right? I mean, all the corona cabinet and the discussions, they are hidden. And we know why. Because it's a bloody plan. Nothing happened just by chance. It's a plan. They got their orders. They sit and they talk about what's coming now. They have no choice because probably they have to, you know, make a line straight with Agenda 21, 2030, depopulating the people, whatever. A lot of horrible stuff. So they hide it from the public for 30 years. And again, we are in the same agenda like in the 50s or 60s. Let's experiment on the people. Let's experiment on the children, on the babies. They want to shoot babies with these shots. It's unbelievable. And let's, you know, let's hide it. Let's experiment. And then we can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want because we change the laws. And this is like really, it's like the 30s. What I feel is like 30s on steroids. This is what I feel. Maybe I'm exaggerating. I don't know.
No, I don't think you are, because the parallels are obvious. I mean, the more you talk, the more obvious the parallels become. But once you realize that the force running Israel hates Jewish people and wants to destroy Judaism, it all starts to fall into place. And what you said about that doctor carrying on the Nazis' experimentation in Israel after the Second World War, well, that fits perfectly, because the same cult that was behind the Nazis actually has infiltrated and hijacked the positions of power in Israel. And they've done it in America. They've done it in the Roman Catholic Church. They've done it in the Saudi royal family. And I saw a story a couple of days ago, that the Saudi authorities are saying that Muslims cannot go on a pilgrimage to Mecca unless they are vaccinated. So here's another arm of the cult called the Saudi royal family, doing the same as that running Israel, and doing the same as that's running other countries. And what you're describing happening in Israel, you can see in Britain, all the different strands coming together, because they want to do the same thing. Now, you say, probably the best part of half the population has been vaccinated. What's the pushback like among the public that's not been vaccinated? I mean, you know, is there any hope there?
It's a good question. I don't have an answer. I mean, panic, I think it's the first word that comes to mind when I think about the other half, let's say. Yes, there are many people have woken up. I mean, don't get me wrong. Since this vaccine story started, this genetic modifying substance started, more people are filling the hospitals. Most of them are those who have taken the shots. The media is not reporting that. If there is a rise in people who are reaching the hospital, it's because of corona. It's not because of the shots.
That's exactly in every country, Shai. Every country, they're saying that.
Sure. And when you, it's like this. If someone has died, it's from corona. If someone got sick or some side effect of some, it's from corona. It's never from the shot. Never. One time they admitted. So even statistically, it should have been admitted at least once, you know, statistically. No, only the corona. You know, I spoke about this, I took a marker because I have this picture in my head. Some of the children, the Yemenite children from the 50s, the doctors took a marker, and let's say on their heart, they drew a line, or on their kidney, while they were alive, to mark which organ they're going to use, they're going to check, they're going to experiment. Look, you just see these children with this marker sign on them, on different organs, and this is, again, it's in the 50s, 60s, but I think this is insane. This is pure evil. So the other half, if it's a half, again, I don't know, maybe only 3 million people took the shots, but I do know that many took them, because never mind the media, you ask people, and yes, they've taken it. So many people have taken the shot. Many people believe the system, have been brainwashed for decades here to trust the government, because the government will save them from the Palestinians. The government will save them from terror groups and Al-Qaeda. The government will save them from Iran or Syria or Gaza or whatever. So they've been so hypnotized for decades to believe the government and the screen, the TV screen. Now, I'm still shocked that in 2021, people still believe the TV. We are after, 25 years of internet, more or less. Come on, get a life, you know? But no, people are still listening to the same, all this, you know, bullshit show on TV. And I try to tell them, listen, the advertisement is the news. It's not the washing powder. The news is the advertisement. This is what they want you to hear. This is what they want you to get. And there is I wouldn't say resistance, but I wish there was, like, proper partisan forces, because it does feel like this is where we're heading, you know? It's unbelievable to say. And it's true to say that more or less this is where other countries are heading. And it's not about what's really happening. It's about what the mainstream media is reporting. That's why it's so important to have these discussions outside of the framework of the media, because we need to know what is going on in other places. I have two possibilities or two assumptions. One, that Israel is the guinea pig, yeah, also for the experiment, for the shot, sorry. But it's also the guinea pig for the Klaus Schwab agenda, you know, bullshit, Bill Gates, let's mass vaccinate everyone, and then we can open the economy, then the pandemic will be behind us. This is sort of the step forward in order to convince the people that if you want, you want to go back to normal, new normal, right? The way forward is to that everyone will get vaccinated. So this is one option, that they want to show this to the world, that you see it's working, and soon Israel is going to open businesses and airport, etc. And then the rest of the, well, not the rest of the world, but countries who the elite have chosen to have corona in, they can show as if independently, or they can see what's happening in Israel, and they can apply it in their country, like do copy paste and also mass vaccinate the population, and so will happen. The second option is that all this, and you know, there's a question for you, because I really appreciate your your mind and your way of thinking. Here's a question for you. What if everything we see now with the corona, everything is actually for the purposes they say, but the first target is to kill the people of Israel. So it's not like just a role model or a study case for other countries to follow. This is like the show. This is like on stage. This is like the masquerade. Okay, the Agenda 21, Klaus Schwab, Fourth Industrial Revolution, Global Reset bullshit. What if the plan, like they had it 80 years ago, hey, and it was there. It's based on history, what I'm saying now. I'm not paranoid. I'm afraid, you know, for real. What if the main target is, first of all, to take down the people of Israel, to exterminate the people of Israel, to take over the land and to establish the new world order in Jerusalem, the third temple with Lucifer and all their bullshit semi-gods. Just think it's a masquerade first to take down the people of Israel. Is it too far off to think of such a possibility?
Well, when you think that this Sabbatean cult was behind what happened to Jewish people in Germany, it's not really a great leap to see that history is repeating this time in Israel, because this is not about Jewish people. Ironically, all these years, Ike's an anti-Semite. When actually I've been pointing out that the Jewish community has been hijacked, and rabbis, many rabbis anyway, over the years have seen this. And there's no doubt that this New World Order global control system is meant to have a massive center in Israel. And that's what is going on with the Beersheba complex of the military civilian cyber center, with unit 8200, the cyber unit of the Israeli military, all those major corporations that have all their centers in around Beersheba. They want to create in this smart grid, this global smart grid, at least one of the massive centers of this grid, from where it's planned to be manipulated from, is meant to be Israel. So taking that land and controlling that land is vitally important. This is why Israel is fast catching up with Silicon Valley as the cyber center of the world, and cybersecurity being it's probably a global leader in it. Definitely is. It's all part of this one agenda. And so if you want to put into that, we want rid of a lot of Jewish people that really are not going to be supportive of what we're doing, and or they're people that we don't want involved. We don't want Judaism involved or any of that stuff. Then that would actually make sense, because clearly, when your genetics is deluged with this multitude of synthetic material, it ain't going to have a good outcome for people's health, is it? You've described just the first steps of what they're now preparing people for in terms of this ongoing one vaccination after another. So, I mean, why is it Israel that's been the most extreme imposer of this fascism upon its people? It's something I think that Jewish people need to grasp, that those that are ruling them hate them and want to destroy them. And then the penny will drop of what's going on now and why what is happening in Israel is happening.
I totally agree. And I'm working really hard on it, because I mean, never mind all the previous years, but if I just take this last 1 year, I mean, very similar to you and some other people who see reality from day one. I said, look, this is fake. There's no pandemic. Forget about it. This is the plan. This is exactly what they're rolling, you know. Funny enough, David, 3.5 years ago, there was a post published on Facebook by someone I don't know. He has like a pseudonym, all right? And he said, and he's been publishing many posts since maybe 2012 on Facebook, but this specific post spoke about, well, this is a quote from the beginning. Soon, a Nazi plan will go into action. A planned pandemic will force you and your children to have a little vaccine. And then he goes into describing a bit more. Okay, I don't remember. This is just what I remember from the as a quote. And I'm reading this, and now I remember I shared this post some years back, because I followed this guy, and yes, he follows probably my stuff, but we know each other, but not personally. And I read these lines, and I send this post, which it says 2017, you know. I send it to people. Listen, it's not a proof of anything, but please explain me. How could it be that this guy knew in really high accuracy the story that we are living now, 3.5 years in the future, from the point he wrote this post? And people don't have an answer, obviously, apart from it's a plan.
It's a plan.
That's the only answer. What?
It's a plan, and that's why it's predictable. You can't predict current events in detail unless they were planned and you access that plan. If they were random, you couldn't predict them. You've got, goodness knows how many you've had. I can't keep up with them, but you've got another election coming up, haven't you? Are there any political parties that are in any way pushing back on this?
Yes. But just to say before that, now before the elections, they approve that in a venue, in a closed venue, 300 people can come together, because this is for the election. This is the religion of the state. So for this, people can come together, and outdoor, 500 people can come together, like closely, you know. Before, no election. No, only 5 people. Now they need people to gather. They need people for their and all this power junkies, you know, control junkies. So they need people. So now they're allowing medically, as if it's all right now. It's so pathetic. 300 people can be indoor venues and 500 outdoor venues. All right. Anyway, regarding your question, yes, there is one political party, new one.
What does that show you? It just shows you it's an absolute farce and a scam, doesn't it? They're making up the rules to suit themselves by the hour.
Yes. And again, it's in your face again and again. I think everything is done. You know, if I look at it from a godly point of view, everything is done for us to see the danger and opportunity. Like you said, the word in Chinese is the word in Chinese for danger is the same like for an opportunity. And we have a great opportunity here. And I'm trying to tell this to people as well. See, they are throwing all the truth in your face. So you can see it's a farce. It's pathetic. It's fake. It's planned. Don't you see it? And people are like, no, just take the shot and get over with it. No, you will never get over with it if you apply, if you consent to this immoral, lunatic way of life, you know? Anyway, I want to go, because this is a good friend, Dr. Ari Avni. He started a political party. He's 73 years old. His license to practice medicine was just banned a month ago, a few weeks ago, because he's saying the truth. He's telling the health office that they are killing people. Not just now, for 50 years he's been saying it, you know, that they are killing people. Every guy and girl who goes into an oncology center, most likely he will die by these doctors. He's been saying it over and over again, and they tried to take him to court, and they warned him, they took his license for 1 month, etc. But now they took it indefinitely. So he cannot practice medicine anymore. He started a political party, and it's called Rapé, which means heal. Okay? And he has some other good people with him. And I don't, to be honest, this is the fourth election within maybe 18 months, something like that. Maybe I'm wrong, but something maybe 2 years. It's quite a lot of elections. And it's all cost, you know, money that we pay, or our children or grandchildren, if we'll have any, we will. And basically, his political party has been, they don't show him on TV, they closed his Facebook page because of community guidelines, whatever, Zuckerberg bullshit. And still, I'm really proud of him. And I tell people, listen, he's a hero because he's 73 years old and he will never stop fighting evil. He will never stop standing for the good, for the moral, for the living, and say, no, I do not consent to whoever will come and take your freedom away or try to take your freedom and liberty away. And I tell people he's a hero. Personally, I'm not going to look. This is the papers me and my wife got. So you see, it's the State of Israel, Home Office. It's a message for the electorate. This is for the Knesset 24. Obviously, it's in Hebrew. I'm just translating the main stuff, you know. So I got it today in the post office. With this, I can go and elect, you know. And I'm like, I'm not going to elect no one. Although I love him. Still, like I told him, let's say you will get a million votes. On TV, they will say you did not pass even the percentage to go inside. It doesn't mean... sorry, it doesn't matter how many votes you'll get. It matters what the mainstream lying media will tell the people that you got. This is how it works. This is how it works in the States. And by the way, you know, something really, really sad and funny at the same time is the Spanish, I think it was the Spanish company who ran the machines for the elections in the States with Biden and Trump is running the machines in the elections in Israel. I don't remember if it's Spanish, I think it is, but anyway, it's the same company, have no doubt. I mean, it's well proven. Same company.
Yeah, because it's a global agenda orchestrated by a global web, and so the same names and organizations keep turning up everywhere. Anything else that you want to say before we finish to people? And how, you know, anyone could be of any help.
I would say something like that. First of all, thank you for having me, because normally, you know, I'm having you, but it's this sort of time. Story.
Very important story, because what you're facing is planned for everybody.
Exactly, and that's really what I wanted to say. If plan A is true, so yes, this is planned for everyone, everybody. If what I said is plan B is true, and this is still planned for everybody, but first they want to take down the people of Israel, I would say to the world through you and through your show, I don't know what to do. For myself, I don't know what to do. I mean, I have plan A, B, C, D. I have plans, but please make pressure, make noise. I know it's hard. I know everyone is busy with their own life. I know, and there is pressure almost in every country. But make some noise about what's happening here, because if I remember, the Second World War lasted for 6 years, and it stopped not because partisans, not because the Israeli people or the Jewish people have stopped it. It stopped when the big corporations have decided to stop it. It stopped when a lot of the atrocities and the horror stories came out to the world, and they had no choice but to close this business that was running by the IG Farben and the Bush and the Ford and the Rockefellers and these lot. So I'm saying, let's not wait 6 years, even 1 year, even 1 month, even 1 week. We need to stop it now. And when we do, if I again go to what you said about the opportunity we have here, and something else that you said, I think it was on London Real interview, that it's maybe the first time in history that the baddies have entered the room. We see them, we know who they are, and the door behind them shut. And we are the many, and they're the few. And this is a great opportunity for us, really, men and women of Adam and Eve, not others, not sons and daughters of the snake or other species. I'm talking to men and women who are the target here. Please wake up, stand up, make noise, help us. Because where Israel is going, the rest of the world will follow. It's in the prophecies. It's in the new age. And now we see it through the reality and conspiracy that joining together in this reality we're having now, this existence, we need to stop it yesterday. I cannot tell you exactly what to do because I don't know myself, but trust your heart and your good intention and your morality, that you will know what to do in order to save the people of Israel now. I don't believe I'm saying these words, David. I honestly don't believe I'm saying these words. The people of Israel need help. They have a state, they have an army, the startup nation is going down, and the direction is China, not America. And Bubu has signed the deals years ago with the most of the Israeli land has been taken over by Chinese companies. Big companies in Israel have been bought by Chinese corporations. Intel, Microsoft, everyone is here in Be'er Sheva and other places. There is a big shadow at the moment over Israel. And we need to disperse it. We need to put some sunshine here. So please see what you can do in order to bring the sunshine in. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, sir. Thanks, mate. And of course, when nearly 8 billion say no, a handful of people can't do anything. So that's why they have to divide and rule us. When we stop being divided, we'll stop being ruled. It is as simple as that. You've been great, mate, and keep in touch. And anything we can do, just give us a call.
Excellent. Thank you very much, mate. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
See you, mate.